Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter in, we enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in, and we receive, your joy. Tonight, we enter in, oh yeah, we enter in, we enter in, we come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight, we enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. The price for me, yes you did, Lord, way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you, Lord. I'm not gonna lift you up, yes I will. I magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at two or three people and say, I got to praise him. A whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
What you're about to do in our lives, but Lord, because we trust in you. Father God, we come thanking you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family, oh God. We come just to give you praise, oh Lord. We rejoice in the hearing and the calling of your name, Father God. Lord, we come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand, oh God, that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you have your way as we surrender all over to you right now, withholding nothing, oh Lord. Let change come, oh God. We come to be changed on today, amen. We come, oh God, that we may be renewed, amen, that our minds may be renewed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, we thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that you're with us, that you never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Oh, Lord, we come praying this morning with a heart of repentance that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we cry out this morning, oh, God. Oh, Lord, that you may help us, Father God. Oh, Lord, deliver us, oh, God, out of all our troubles and fears. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And forgive us, oh, God. Lord, we come asking to receive on today forgiveness for all our sins, known and unknown sins, oh Lord. Forgive us for all our transgressions, trespasses, and iniquities, Father God. Oh Lord, purge us right now with hyssop, and we shall be cleansed. Wash us, and we shall be white as snow. Create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a steadfast spirit within us. Oh Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare that we're delivered on this day, that we're delivered and set free, amen. Oh Lord, we can thank you enough for our freedom. We thank you for liberty. We thank you that breakthrough has come, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, touch our eyes on today. Touch our ears, oh, God. Touch our mouths, oh, God. Let us receive fresh oil upon our head, oh, God. Let our head lack no oil in our garments to remain white, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us to receive from you on today, Lord God. Oh, Lord, as we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we don't have to worry because we know that all things are added unto us, amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh, God, that you've given us the power and the authority that we can decree a thing and it shall be established. So we command right now, hallelujah, every spirit of fear, every spirit of worry, every spirit of oppression or depression, every spirit of sickness, pain, ache, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, viruses, every known and unknown to man, every hindering spirit, lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of stagnation, limitation, procrastination, every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, every spirit of lack, poverty, and death, amen, every spirit of anger, rage, and bitterness, jealousy, hallelujah, hallelujah, accused of the brethren, self-criticalness, self-analysis, shit of jealousy. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit that's operating in us outside the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Devil, loose your hold off us and those in our family. We belong to Jesus. We are blood washed and saved by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death, and we decree and declare that we are free. We decree and declare our family members are free. We decree and declare those that we love and concern about are free and free indeed, amen. We will not go back. We will not look back, amen, because we have been delivered and we have been set free. We will no longer operate in bondage. We will no longer give, hallelujah, give ourselves, our bodies to sin, amen. We will not give ourselves to the devil to be used by him to speak his word in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every curse that's been spoken against our life right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that we are delivered, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We blind the eyes of the evil watcher. We silence his mouth right now. We call, hallelujah, we deafen the ears of the evil listener, that they will not speak any evil against our lives or those in our families, all that we love and concerned about, against our business, against our marriages, against our children, against our finances, against our health and support, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. They will not be able to hear our prayers or conversations, amen. They will not be able to locate us in the natural or the supernatural, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare victory, and we receive the victory on today, and we walk in victory, amen, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. We decree and declare Isaiah 62 and 9 this morning. We will eat and drink in the courts of holiness. Amen. Hallelujah. We will give you no, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We will give you no rest until Jerusalem, the church, is established and made a praise in the earth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all the Lord has bestowed on us, amen, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, the church, which he has bestowed on them according to his mercy, according to the multitude of his loving kindness, amen, hallelujah. We just want to say thank you. Lord, lead us. Lead us as we rejoice and work righteousness, oh Father God. Lord, you are the potter and we are the clay. We are the work of your hands, oh Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare Isaiah 65 and 9 that we are the seed of Jacob. We are the elect. We inherit the holy mountains and dwell there. Amen. We dwell in Sharon and lie down in the valley of Acre. We are a new creation in Christ, and our former lives is not remembered, nor does it come into mind. We, hallelujah, we will be glad and rejoice in the new creation where you have created your church and rejoice and your people of joy. Lord, weeping and crying has departed from our lives, amen. We will not labor in vain, but we will enjoy the fruit of our labor, for we are blessed of the Lord, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you, hallelujah. We decree and declare Isaiah 65 and 24, before we call, you will answer. And while we're yet speaking, you will hear, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, extend peace to your church like a river. Our heart rejoices and our bones flourish like an herb in the hand of the Lord is made known to us. We come to the mountain of the Lord, to Zion, hallelujah, and offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We are priests and a Levite because of the new covenant and the new creation, and we are a worshiper, amen. You are the Lord, our righteousness. We are saved and dwell in safety. You have redeemed us and ransomed us for those who are stronger than us, amen. Let us come and sing to the height of Zion and rejoice in the goodness of the Lord, who supplies us with wheat, wine, and oil. Our soul will be like a well-watered garden. We will not sorrow anymore. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ at all. Lord, satisfy our soul with abundance and fill us with your goodness. And by faith, we receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, you came to make an end of sin and to establish your kingdom. And we are a part of your kingdom. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, sprinkle the nations and give the people a new heart and a new spirit. Put your spirit in them and let them keep your statutes and judgments. Hallelujah. Lord, you came to fill the vision and prophesy and establish your kingdom. Oh, Lord, we decree and declare that we are soldiers in your army. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name, Father God. We thank you for blessing us. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would just continue. Hallelujah. Your Holy Spirit would continue to guide us and lead us and direct us in the path that you would have us to go, that we would truly be blessed. For your word says that the good man steps are ordered by you. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will order our steps, that our steps be steady and true according to your word. We decree and declare with all faith this morning that we have faith in God. Therefore, when we speak to obstacles in our life, they are moved. Amen. We rejoice and give thanks because faith is in us. And it's bearing much fruit. We step out in bold faith with confidence, knowing that nothing is impossible for God. As we walk in faith, we experience the things we have hope for and the manifestation of what we believe. Amen. Because we believe, God answers us even before the word is out of our lips. Amen. God takes pleasure in us because our faith pleases him. Through faith, we decree and declare. We call those things that are not as though they are. By faith, we call God's purposes into being. All things are possible to us in Christ because we believe. We commit all our ways to God in faith. We trust him in everything. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take up a shield of faith that quenches every fire door of the enemy that comes against us and our beloved ones. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that we can decree it. And it is so. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Have your way, oh God. And we thank you for your word, oh God, for your word is forever established in heaven. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name as we read your word on today, Father God, let the scripture take root and manifest in us and be engraved on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our lives. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy. We take the sword of the spirit and we use it against all the forces of hell. Hallelujah. We conquer all. And we just want to say thank you because we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who conquered the world. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in us on today, oh God. Hallelujah. Let us see with new eyes and hear with new ears and speak with new tongue, oh God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord, our God. We decree and declare that all is well with us in our home. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, that we are cleansed on today, that we are washed by the blood and in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, made whole by the blood of Jesus Christ, made new by the blood of Jesus Christ, redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, walking in our newness, we're new in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be this day? But it's you that have kept us, oh, Lord. So we thank you, Father God, for every beat of our heart this morning. We don't take it for granted because we know that someone's heart beat for the last time. So we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you bless us and those in our family, all that we love and concerned about. And I'm going and coming on today, Lord God. Lord, I ask, oh God, that you bless your daughter, Twan, in a special way, oh God. Let her receive a heavenly blessing, Lord God, on today. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Surprise her with thy goodness and thy favor on today, Father God. Let her receive from you great and mighty, hallelujah, Raymond word, oh God. Let it come forth, oh God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. Let confirmation come, oh God. And Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you bless us in our going and coming on today and those in our family. Let us receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destination. Oh, Lord, uproot every way of the evil one, oh God, and every attack that the enemy has set out against us. Let it be uprooted and removed right now. Let us not experience any such attack, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask that you go before us, oh God. Be our guard and our rear guard, amen. Making every crooked path straight before us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no pullovers, no accidents, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare all is well with us. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, over us right now. Every family member and loved one, over our homes, all that's in our homes, and even where we are. are this morning. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today, or those in our family may take on today. And we decree and declare, hallelujah, over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, a place, everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah. And we decree and declare with all faith that all things are working together for the good of our life, because we love you. And we're called according to your purpose. So we thank you this morning for turning things around for our good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're blessed. And that we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. That we're the head and not the tail. We're on top and not beneath. And we don't hold anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. We're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are children of God. Born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We're called out to the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And blessings are running us down and taking us over. Amen. Hallelujah. And peace has come. Peace is still. Joy is here. Hallelujah. We receive our breakthrough on today. It's our breakthrough season. We decree and declare breakthrough is harvest time. We're harvesting the goodness of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we speak life. We speak blessings. We speak the favor of God upon our life. Thank you for the God of restoration. Thank you for being our strength. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Will you just pray?
Hallelujah.
Will you just thank God right now? Hallelujah. Will you bask in his presence right now? In the presence of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome, everyone, this morning. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How you doing this morning, Twan?
I'm doing great. I'm blessed. I'm glad to be back on the line. And I couldn't wait. I started calling. I didn't get a call. And then I called. And I said, oh, you know, I just immediately went into prayer. And then I text you. And then I said, oh, okay.
So yeah, remember I told you on Sunday, on yesterday I said,
yes.
Don't forget tomorrow's Monday prayer line number.
And I did forget.
And I would, I see you guys, oh, she forgot. And that's why I texted you. Mm-hmm. I said, you text me, but I didn't get a text from you. It didn't come through.
Oh, no, because when I looked,
oh, okay.
Then I saw your text messages. And so then I immediately called.
Yeah, I was like, oh, she forgot it's the prayer line.
Yeah,
yeah, I was on here, yeah. And I was like, where's Twan? And then next thing you know, he was calling. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh, I can't get off the line.
Yeah.
But glory to God, I thank God that you're able to get on.
Yes, I'm grateful.
Yes,
I'm glad,
Lord,
to be here.
Amen, amen. I'm glad that you're on the line. It's just me and you. Most people forget. Monday mornings, they be like, oh, I missed the prayer line again.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God that we're here this morning. We're in position. I thank God for positioning. I'm not at home this
mm-hmm.
morning, but I'm in position. Mm-hmm. I'm in a bathroom.
Okay.
So I was like, let me get position
here
this morning. But I have to go home so I can go to work and get some. I got to go home and work. I work from home, but
okay.
Hey, man, we thank God for the Lord. We just bless your name. We just thank God for what he's doing in this season. what we're trusting God to do. Though the attacks come, we overcome every attack of the enemy.
Yes,
we, because we know we have the power and authority over the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. So we have a choice to make. Are we going to succumb to the devil's work and his conversations?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we going to make the choice to overcome it and know that we already are overcomers through Christ Jesus? We just have to believe it. We just have to believe and then receive what God has already done. Amen. Because it's already done. It's already done. And we have to understand and know that, oh, it's already done. And it's working for my good. It's working for my good. Amen. So this morning, I ask you, as I do every morning, is something you want to share this morning? Anything on your heart you want to get off, you know?
I found myself in the spirit of wanting to, when things happen to me or, you know, when someone, like me and my husband are arguing, and, you know, yes, I pray for him, but then I find myself wanting to judge him, you know, thinking of all the things that he doesn't do and things like that. And so I want to come against that spirit of wanting to judge him and just pray for him that, you know, that he dwells in the spirit of God and, you know, and then for me not to be the one that judges, but for God to be the one that judges and for me to just lift him up in prayer. And then as far as, you know, anybody else, like my mom or my dad, you know, my siblings, my friends, and just instead of replacing that spirit of judgment with the spirit of, you know, just it turns from concern to judgment. But I just want to, you know, just pray against that spirit of judgment and, you know, whatever it may turn into, condemning them for what they're doing, and just to be humbled, in which I am, and I was able to realize that and be convicted of that. I was reading The Servant, and I'm in the beginning, but it started to get really good, and then I went into wanting to start to read the verses in the book, and then I got one of the passages and the words in here is, he laughs at your attempt to fix your own issues with timely words and hard work, tactics that may affect matters for a moment, but can't begin to touch his underhanded, cunning efforts down where the root issues lie, or up in the spiritual heavenly places where such physical weapons were never meant to work. And then it went into Ephesians 6:11. It went into Ephesians 6:11, and then it went about, for we are not fighting against the flesh and blood and enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world. And then I went and I just looked, you know, saying, put it on the full. Ephesians 6:11 says, put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the cosmic powers of the darkness, against evil spiritual forces in the heavens. And I just, you know, I went and just kind of studied that. And then I looked at the side notes of the references of other scriptures, which then brought me to Proverbs 31. And it says, strength and honor are her clothing, and she can last at the time to come. And then I went to the bottom, and, you know, before I read, I just asked for the word to reach out and touch me and come alive. And then it says, in other words, she's not engaging on social media all day. She's not gossiping. Instead, she's helping the less fortunate, so she's busy making money, making a difference, and investing in others. then it goes on to say, the reason this woman was wise, the reason she could prioritize her family, the reason she had everything in order is because she took God seriously. She had a divine worldview. The marketplace didn't control her. Her friends didn't control her. The television didn't control her. God controlled her. The reason we forget to praise women of excellence in our marriages and communities is that we get used to them. We take them for granted, but offering praise is like watering a flower, thus allowing its buds to open up. So praise the godly woman in your life and watch them blossom. And that alone, I was just like, Lord, hallelujah. And I just thank God, you know, for making me over and making me a Proverbs 31 woman. And I prayed that prayer for my mom as well, you know, as I'm thinking about her. She was on my heart last night and this morning. So, yeah, that's what I like to share.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, sharing that, any emotions, and why it's so important to share during this 40 days. There's a cleansing that's going on. So anything that's in your heart that will cause the heart to be hardened, is the time of just releasing that, you know. And, you know, I've had people when we were 40 days, they just say, you know, this is how I feel. I feel hurt. I feel, you know, I got really angry yesterday. I cussed. So I did this. So, you know, just really allowing those things to come out, to be purged out. And the way to get that out is to, is the Bible says, we have to confess our sins to one another, that our sins will be forgiven, that we'll be cleansed. And so it's important. And that's what, on yesterday when I was talking to you and I was saying, this is what happened, and I was explaining it for a reason. That's a purging to get out. Most people don't want to speak that. They don't want to say that. But to get it out, identifying that thing and coming against that is the next step of it. So we confess it, and then we pray about it. We come against it. And by faith, we receive the victory that's already won. Right? And we no longer operate in guilt, shame, or condemnation. We no longer operate in a spirit of confusion. You know, we no longer operate with a double mind, because the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So we no longer operate in that, because we have confessed it and we have come against it. We prayed about that thing and we're delivered from it and we receive it. All things come to the believer who prays. So if we believe it, you know, shall we receive it. And the receiving is that it's done. And it's God's way, and allowing God's will to be done. We're not trying to construct that thing. We're just trusting God in it. No matter what anybody say, you know, we're trusting God in it, no matter what it looks like. So we, I just want to go ahead and go into prayer with that. Father God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for your word, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that, hallelujah, you've given us new eyes to see, oh God, that we will no longer be fooled by the enemy, amen. We thank you for the spirit of discernment, amen, to discern what that is good and evil, amen, what that comes from you, oh God, knowing your voice and that of a stranger, oh God, that we don't come to a stranger's voice, oh God, because we are your sheep, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, help us not to be the accuser of the brethren, oh God, but to love, hallelujah, to operate in love and with gentleness and long-suffering, oh God, being the fruit of your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray that, oh God, for every man, every child and woman in our family, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we will operate in love, that we will move in love, that we will speak in love, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we'll be a blessing to each other's life and not a hindrance. And we just want to say thank you. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker, that we will not speak no evil against our family. We will not speak any curse over ourselves, over our relationships, over our children, amen. But we will speak the word of God, amen, that they will be blessed, amen, that they will come out of darkness, that we will come out of darkness and operate in your glorious light all the days of our life, because you said that we are the light, we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world, oh God, because you have called us by name. We are your children, and we believe belong to you, amen. And we just want to say thank you that when they see us, they will perceive us as children of God, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, that we can decree and declare victory over every work, amen. And we uproot every seed that the enemy is planting in our minds right now, in our lives, that we will accuse those in our family, those that we love, those that we're connected to, amen. We uproot that seed, uproot that seed with all his roots, links, and tentacles right now. Every seed of deceitfulness that the enemy has planted, every seed of hallelujah, every seed that calls us, that calls division in our family, separation in our relationships, in our marriage, we uproot that seed of confusion. We uproot that seed of doubt. We uproot that fighting and lying, manipulating. Hallelujah, seed that the enemy has planted to cause division, to cause us to devour one another with our mouths and our actions. We uproot that seed right now. Put on its roots, leaves, and tentacles. Hallelujah. And we plant the seeds of hallelujah, joy, peace, and happiness, and unity. Amen. Hallelujah. We plant the seeds of the Lord. Amen. And we decree and declare, it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we thank you for it, Lord. Lord, you said one plant and one water, but you give the increase. So, Lord, we ask, oh God, as we water by faith, oh Lord, give it increase. And we just thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, Father. We decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be done. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to give you the scripture for today. I want you to text it to me when we get off the phone. If you have a pen, write it down. And that way I can have it for myself because I'm not at home, so I usually have my planner that I write out with your name on it and everything that we talk about and the scripture that we have for today. Because I'm doing your little journal thing for you. So our scripture this morning is coming out the book of John, chapter 14. And it's verse 23 through 28. They actually can go to 29. That's John chapter 14, verse 25 to 29. What about this 28? 28. John chapter 14. Amen. Glory to the Most High God. Amen. The Bible says in John chapter 14, 25-28, it says, these things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you love me, you will rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father. To my Father is greater than I. For my Father is greater than I. And let me see you verse 29. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So when we, can you hear me?
I can.
Can you hear me? Huh?
I can hear you.
Okay. Make sure. All right. So we look at the scripture. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word on today. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, these things I've spoken to you while being present with you, but the help of the Holy Spirit. If you went further up in scripture, you'll see what he said. He's going to, in verse 15, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because he neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells within you, he dwells with you, and will be in you. He said, I will not leave you. I will not leave you orphans. I come to you. So I want to drop down to the scripture that we just read and understanding what was going on and understanding that Jesus said he's going to send, you know, the word translated helper combines in ideas of comfort and counsel. The Holy Spirit is a powerful person on our side working for and with us. So when we look at these scriptures in 25 through 29, Jesus promised the disciples that the Holy Spirit would help them remember what he had been teaching them. So I pray this morning that, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit that dwells in us will bring back to our remembrance Jesus' teaching as he taught the disciples. Amen. So this promise assures the validity of the New Testament. The disciples were eyewitnesses of Jesus, his life and teachings, and the Holy Spirit helped them to remember without taking away their individual perspectives. So we can be confident that the Gospels are accurate records what Jesus taught and did, because many try to come against the Bible and, you know, try to find error in the Bible. They always try, you know, it's something how they try to find error, that they working hard and not to receive the truth, but to find an error in it. The Holy Spirit can help us in the same way, hallelujah, as Jesus was here with the disciples to remember. So as we study the Bible, we can trust him to plant truth in our minds, convince us of God's will, and remind us when we stray from it. See, the end result of the Holy Spirit's work in our lives is a deep and a lasting peace. The unlike worldly peace, which is usually defined as the absence of conflict, this peace is confidence and assurance in any circumstances. With Christ's peace, we have no need to fear the present or the future. If our lives is full of strength, we have to just allow the Holy Spirit to fill us, amen, with Christ's peace. And that's at peace when everything is like falling apart. And you're like, you know what, it's none but God, because I'm at peace and everybody looking at you going, what? You're not stressed out about this. I'll be losing my, I'll be pulling my hair out of my head. You say, I got the peace of God. So nothing in this world can take it away unless I give it. If I give that authority over to it, you know, if I give it power, my Lord, my God. When we look at the last few scriptures here, sin, fear, uncertainty, doubt, and numerous other forces are at war within us. The peace of God moves into our hearts, and it lives to restrain these hostile forces and offer comfort in place of conflict. Jesus says he would give us that peace if we are willing to accept it from him. As God the Son, Jesus willingly submits to God the Father. On earth, Jesus also submitted to many of the physical limitations of his humanity. So he knows what we go through. He went through it. He felt it. He experienced it. So he's at the right hand of the Father, always interceding for us. He's our chief intercessor. We thank God for the word on today. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. It is my prayer that we be the doers of the word of God. We seek to do God's will all day. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. This morning, hallelujah. I'm so grateful. I'm talking pretty low here. Mm-hmm. Because I have others sleeping and others right next, like close to me in this bathroom where I'm at. Mm-hmm. And so we thank God for restoration. I thank God for the renewing of my mind this morning from what it was on yesterday. There were all kind of attacks, I'm telling you, on Sunday. It was just I was being attacked from the left, the right, the back, the front, but standing firm and on the word of God. You know, standing firm and knowing that I am already victorious in this thing. Though no matter what it looks like right now, I'm coming out on the other side greater, you know, better, stronger, wiser, you know, because what God is doing in me, in this thing. And you know why the attacks are going on? Trusting and knowing God is working that thing out and bringing me out victorious. I find myself, and I share with you, I find myself in situations, and I tell you this encourages, when you have those moments where it could look like mm-hmm. defeat, where it could mm-hmm. look like you have the power to choose how you're going to feel.
Mm-hmm.
You absolutely have that power. And when you grasp that thing and truly know that you have the power to use it for your life, you will have that peace that can't be shaken.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like a solid rock. You know what I'm saying? It'll be so solid. And people will be like, are you not worried about that? Or this would just, I would just be, oh, I just would lose my mind. You know, but then you have to tell them, I made a choice on today. I've already set my day. I've already decreed and declared what my day is going to be.
Right. Amen.
You know what I'm saying? It's just you all walking in and say, Lord, I trust you all the way through, all day. I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing because you see the facts. The facts are there, but you're walking, you're stepping on, you're crushing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know why you coming out? You crushing everything that the enemy has set up. So we just need time. We take those giant steps. We are powerful.
Amen.
Before you even said about Ephesians, when I was praying,
mm-hmm.
or when you were when I asked you about your day and stuff like that, before you even said it, Ephesians came. And putting on the full armor mm-hmm. in an evil day and standing when an evil day and have you done all to stand because evil days
mm-hmm.
will come.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you say that, okay, Lord, it's confirmation. So we thank God for confirmation this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Understand, now there will be evil days, but we wrestle not against mm-hmm. flesh and blood. This is a spiritual
mm-hmm.
warfare. We have to understand it's
mm-hmm.
a spirit. It's a spirit that is dwelling in that person. It's that spirit that they've opened up to allow to come in, whether they come through drinking, whether
mm-hmm.
they come through lying, whether they come through whatever it is, and it invites its relatives in, it invites its friends in, because now you're not just dealing with that one spirit now. That one spirit
mm-hmm.
that you need to be able to have a way in, and then it invites everything
mm-hmm.
else in. Then you're dealing
mm-hmm.
with depression, and you're dealing with all kinds. You're in fear now.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're stagnant. You know, then you're confused. Now you're sick because now it's taking a toll. And then, you know, you got to be able to come out. Come out.
Yeah.
You know, what am I opening myself to? Because you got to understand what opening, what avenue. But now that the enemy is using to come in and operate in your life, operate in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Is it anger? Is it resentment?
Amen.
Is it bitterness? Because bitterness is going to bring anger. Bitterness is going to bring
mm-hmm.
resentment. Bitter going to bring
mm-hmm.
hate. It's going to bring so many things. It'll bring you to be depression now. So many things.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've allowed it to come in and work and enter. And now you're dealing with all kinds of stuff. So we just thank God on today. We thank God for opening up our eyes to see with new eyes. To hear with new ears, you know, and just let God have his way in us and cleanse us, you know, and make us new. We become, you know, we receive every day, we receive new mercies and new grace.
Yes.
We just thank God this morning for new mercies and grace. We thank God for forgiving us, and we are forgiven, and we have to learn to forgive ourselves. But we are forgiven. It's already there. You just have to receive it. By faith, receive it. Forgiveness. Amen. So this morning,
mm-hmm.
I do want to lift up my husband this morning. I want to lift up your husband. I want to lift up the men in our family, you know, and just lift them up. And I pray right now, Father God, as we enter in your
mm-hmm.
word, says, where there are two or more gathered in your name, touching and agreeing that you are in the midst of all. We thank you for being in the midst
mm-hmm.
this morning. Lord, as we come praying, oh God, hallelujah, we come standing in the gap, oh God, we lift up, hallelujah, our men in our family, oh
mm-hmm.
God, our husbands, our fathers, our brothers, hallelujah, our uncles and our cousins,
mm-hmm.
amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our grandfathers,
mm-hmm.
Lord, all that we love, oh God, we lift them up, oh God, and we just pray, oh God, that they will be a man after a man of God after your heart, Lord God, that they will seek you even more, Lord God, that they will love their wives as Jesus loved the church, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, that he gave himself to her, amen, that they will truly give themselves to their wives, amen, that they will truly surrender their will over to your will, that they will seek you first, your kingdom, and all your righteousness, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they will not seek the things of this world, oh God, hallelujah, Father God, and we just want to say thank you that their riches will be in your word, oh God, their riches will be in Jesus Christ, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we call them wealthy in the word of God, amen, we call them established in the word of God, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, your word says that a goodness steps to order, so we decree and declare your goodness in their life, Father God, that they will, that their steps will be ordered by you, amen, that you will lead them down the path of righteousness, hallelujah, right here for your name's sake, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, we silence the mouth of the evil speaker against their life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we command the enemy not to speak any evil or foul or deceit against them, we call them blessed, amen, we call them victorious, we call them favored by you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen, oh Lord, let your hedge of protection be around their mind and thoughts, oh God, that their thoughts be holy, pure, and righteous unto you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and Lord, we ask that you encamp your warring angels around them to protect them from seeing and unforeseen dangers of this world, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that they're more than conquerors. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we pray that they be filled with our Holy Spirit to overflow. And Lord, fill these, your temples, with as much Shekinah glory as possible. That they will no longer speak the word of the world, but your word. That they will not speak any foul word will not come out of their mouth, oh God. But they will operate with the fruit of the Spirit. And we just want to say thank you for it. We decree and declare it is so. We decree and declare great testimonies will be birthed from the men of God in our families. That they will take position, oh God, being the head of their homes and the priest of their homes that you call them to be, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that they will seek to do your will.
Hallelujah.
And we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name, Father God. That they will speak your word and they will encourage their family. That they will be blessed. Oh, God, that you will bless them. That they will be a blessing to their family. That they'll be a blessing to generation, to generation, to generation.
Yeah.
And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. And we decree and declare this morning as me and your daughter Twan come this day, oh, Lord. Hallelujah. With all gratitude, oh, God. Giving you our honor, praise, and all the admiration. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we could decree a thing. So we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we are in the kingdom through faith in Christ Jesus, and we receive the blessings of the kingdom. We receive the inheritance of the kingdom. We receive the deliverance of the kingdom. Amen. We receive the healing of the kingdom. We receive and walk in the peace of the kingdom. Amen. We receive and walk in the joy of the kingdom. We receive and walk in the righteousness of the kingdom. Amen. We receive and walk in the power of the kingdom of God. Amen. We receive and walk in the authority of the kingdom of God. Amen. We receive an understanding in the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. We seek first the kingdom, and everything we need is added to us, added to our children, added to our children's children, children from generation to come. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we reside and live in a blessing kingdom. Amen. And we receive the blessing of the King. Hallelujah. We receive the favor of the King. Hallelujah. We receive the protection and salvation of the King. Hallelujah. We will serve the King all the days of our lives. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare with all faith that we are ambassadors of the King. We have been translated from darkness, hallelujah, into the kingdom of God, His Son. We are in the kingdom of light. We receive new wine and hallelujah and milk in the kingdom of God, and we enter into the rest of the kingdom. And we just want to say thank you.
Amen.
We bless your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. And we decree and declare that we seek good and we love life. And we will have many good days. We are blessed and prosper because we are a peaceable person. We are peaceable people in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you that though we leave us lying near to your presence, that it's you that goes with us, oh God, and goes before us, preparing the way, giving your angels charge over us. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare new beginnings, amen, new life, amen, hallelujah, that we are healed on today. From past, present, hallelujah,
hurts, amen. We thank you, Lord God, for fixing that that's broken in us and mending the tears in our souls. We thank you, Lord God, that we are delivered from every soul tie, strong man, and messenger, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we can try the spirit and know, God, if it's your spirit or not, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us both. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. The God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. It is a blessing to be on this line. This is day 8, I believe. We are going stronger and stronger.
Yes. Yes.
How you feeling? How you feeling? I feel so good right now. I'm so blessed.
I feel amazing. I really do. I really each and every day, I look forward to it. Like, I want to be where God is. And,
amen.
And I pray. God is answering my prayers, even with this prayer line. I'm seeking God, and I find myself saying, well, you know, I felt that I've been on this path before, but not necessarily 40 days. It probably was 40 days, not that I was keeping count, but I felt where I came aside from a lot of stuff, and all of this was in the making, but, I just thank God for the opportunity just to, you know, have my eyes be, you know, opened. And it just, so I feel like a baby. And I feel like my eyes are just opening and opening up. And, you know, I'm grateful for it. And this is an answered prayer. So I realize that.
Yes, God loves you so much to give you that one-on-one. Because God works through people. And to have that one-on-one every day, you know, for 40 days. It's amazing to let you know. God is saying, daughter, I love you. I'm sending somebody for you. You didn't know that I was going to send somebody for you, but God noticed what you needed. More than anything, he said, I'm going to send somebody for you. Hallelujah. And that is the love of our Heavenly Father, that he will send someone because he knows what you need right now. You may have not known this is what I need, but then God showed himself through, he shows himself through people. And say he loves you so much. He loves you so much. In the Bible, he sent many of his prophets to the people.
Amen.
You know why?
Because I just felt the rabbit's on my mind. Yes,
hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I remember I told Jamil, and I'll tell this to you, because when you come out for 40 days, you know, a lot of times people, they'll tend to go back to what they use. They'd be like, can't wait to go back to that, right? But remember, it's like putting trash out. Find yourself putting that trash out, and then you come back in the house, and the trash is back in the house. And you're going, wait a minute, I just put this out. But then you brought it right back in with you.
Jesus.
So once you put that thing out, once you clean the house up, Who goes back outside that you didn't clean the house and bag everything up, put it to the curb for it to be taken away, is out of here to bring it right back in. Can you imagine you go take the trash out and your husband come in and bring it back in? You're like, why did you? I just put that out of here. Why is you bringing anger back in here? Why are you bringing rage? I just put that out. So once you pack this stuff up. You know what I'm saying? Once you clean up house.
I hear you.
There's everything that you, can you hear me?
Yeah, I
hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Don't bring it back in.
Amen to that. Amen to that. And I realize
that
was
working. Go ahead.
No, I definitely realized that, you know, even when God giving me the instruction, you know, don't drink, don't smoke, because of the spirit that comes from doing that, It opens up the gate to a whole bunch of other things. And I said, okay, well, how long? He said, well, how long is a person pregnant? I said, 9 months. I said, okay, 9 months. I drank one time and within those 9 months. And, you know, I said, okay, God, you know, I repented. And I said, you know, I understand. And then in doing this and all that comes, you know, and all that I'm receiving, says make it a lifestyle. Even after those 9 months, what you going to do? You going to go back to it? Because for what? You know, you got to understand the triggers and what's triggering you, what you're trying to run from. And instead of running to that, you need to run to me. And then allow me to give you the peace, the comfort, the love, and all the things that you think that you're missing or running to, whatever you're looking for that to give you, when really you think is giving you a temporary relief, but it's allowing so much in. And so I definitely realize that, you know, and you saying that.
Amen. 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 By Lord, by God, so we thank God. I look forward to the morning. We have 32 more days that we're coming together here and just thanking God for the Holy Spirit and being, you know, walking expectations and just receiving. Mm-hmm. God is saying in directions and instructions. So we thank God on today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to release the pastor's blessing. Amen.
Okay.
And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you live this day knowing that God is in absolute control of everything that's going on in this world,
Amen.
In your life, in the life of your father, in the life of your mother, in the life of your brothers and sisters, in the life of your husband. He is in complete control over everything. Amen. God has all power. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Every detail of your life, but you need to release him to be the Lord over your life. His Lordship will bring to you green pastures and still waters, answers and solutions. Hallelujah. Answer every question, every problem, making a way where it seems to be no way. Amen. God is good all the time, and his mercy endures forever. He is waiting the chance to make your life a thing of great beauty. Amen. That all will see, that will radiate from the inside out. In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name we pray, we receive, to God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Thank you. God bless you as well. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.